Hatterberg has a career home run off Grimsley. He's 1 for 5 when they've matched up with each other. This year, Hatterberg in pinch hitting roles is 1 for 5. 269 average. Has gone deep a dozen times. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive. Hit way back. Right center field. That one is gone. And it's 20 consecutive victories for the Oakland Athletics on an unbelievable night when they lost an 11-0 lead. And now they win it. Hatterberg has mobbed at home plate. Crazy. Just plain crazy. How do you explain it? In 103 years of American League Baseball, the Athletics have accomplished what no one has before. They have won 20 consecutive games.
All right, happy times at the Coliseum, and A's fans like myself are definitely hoping for more happy times this year. And we're very excited now to be joined on the line by the owner and managing partner of the Oakland A's. It's Lou Wolf. And Lou, a lot of times owners try to avoid sports talk shows like the plague, so we appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, I hope.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, owning a sports team is a business. We know that. But also, you are the caretaker of something that thousands of people love dearly. Is it hard to walk that line sometimes?
I think we... Our group went into the baseball looking for having fun and to be, you know, at least to break even, but not as a booming business investment. Over time, of course, the values increase, sometimes due to the ownership, sometimes just due to the league. So I don't find it too hard at all.
Well, we know you like owning teams. We know that you had a piece of the St. Louis Blues and also the Warriors as well, and now the San Jose Earthquakes. What is the thrill that you get from owning a team?
I think there's two things. One, it keeps you a little bit young, especially most of the players are young. In fact, all of them are. And I think the relationship with children is terrific.
Speaking with
kids that
yes.
Identify with sports and... most of our players on the various teams are kids themselves.
Speaking with Lou Wolf, owner of the Oakland A's, and we saw just 8 miles there to the west, the Giants win the World Series, and that was something A's fans could always say, is that despite their new stadium and maybe more butts in the seats, they had never done that. And so I was hoping that maybe that would light a fire under the A's to make a lot of offseason moves, and we've definitely seen that from Matsui to Willingham and then now $19 million on two middle relievers. Did the Giants' success spurn you to make these moves, or were you going to make these moves anyway, Lou?
We were going to, I think, make them anyway, but I'll have to say that the Giants' success was an added stimulus and quite a thrill for everybody, even us.
Now
I remember 2-3 years ago I was on a program with Bill Newcomb where he indicated, I think we were in Sacramento, where he indicated he was going to introduce a sort of a new way, a new approach to the Giants, and I'll have to admit, everything he said he was going to do, he did, and it came true. You know.
Well, you mentioned Bill Newcomb. He's holding on to those rights in Silicon Valley, something that used to be shared until the Haas family let Bob Lurie have them so he could potentially build a stadium down there, and we know that that is your preferred destination. We also know that a guy that you knew at the University of Wisconsin in the fraternity, Bud Selig, and his Blue Ribbon panel have been taking a long, long time to decide what's going to happen. Is there any update as to what's going to happen, Lou?
No, I think they were, Bud, everything he does is triple thorough, way beyond what I would ever imagine, but I think we're getting close to having to make some type of decision. But I found out there are no dates set in baseball when you're dealing with the commissioner.
Even if you're a frat brother with him, there's still no favoritism.
One owner said, you know, he treats the guys that bother him nicer than he treats his friends. So, Lou, you have to make an enemy out of him. And I said, I don't think I'll bother doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, he's right. Look, we've all benefited from everything Bud does, and he's contemplative. Socratic, and I think the approach is fine. I'd like to go faster, but we're patient.
Now, Lou, for the fans who want the A's to stay in Oakland, and I'm an East Bay guy, that would be the perfect scenario for me. And we know that the Victory Court site has been spoken about with the Planning Commission and also with the City Council. But is that something that holds any interest to you? Or if Bud Selig comes back and says, listen, Lou, you have to stay in Oakland, would you be interested in that? Or if he asked you to stay in Oakland or told you to stay in Oakland, would you stay at the Coliseum? Would you sell the team before you would do such a thing? What do you think about the Victory Court site?
Well, I'd like to answer that a little bit obtuse.
Mm-hmm.
I spent almost 3 years looking at every possibility that was both brought to me in Oakland and also that we tried to ferret out ourselves. And with the same kind of detail that the committee is going into, we don't think we have any options available there. And it's nothing to do with the fan base or the city of Oakland. It's just that our exploration is perhaps deeper than just sound bites in the newspaper.
Okay, so we can say then that if Bud Selig says, listen, Lou, I love you, but you can't move to San Jose, it's not going to happen, would you consider moving the team out of state? It sends shivers down my spine even to ask that, but would you consider that?
No, I think what we've tried to do is to be one of the few teams in the history of baseball not to leverage by, we're going to move if you don't do this for us, or we're mm-hmm. going to do that. So we have not really sat around and thought about what our options are. We want to stay in the Bay Area. Our ownership does not want to own a team in Omaha or someplace.
mm-hmm.
And we think that if we can stay, we're going to make every effort to stay in the Bay Area and really, really truthfully do not sit and measure these other options.
Now, we're speaking with Lou Wolf, by the way, owner and managing partner of the Oakland A's. The new mayor of Oakland, Jean Kwan, was on Extra Sports 860 with Candido a couple weeks ago, and she said that the reason you're not interested in Victory Court and have sort of washed your hands of any possible Oakland site is that, being a real estate guy, and we know that you you have properties and very nice hotels, Fairmont Hotels and others, that you're looking for property, and you saw it in Fremont and that didn't work out, and now down by the Diridon Station in San Jose, that she thinks you're not so much interested in the new stadium, but just all the development that would come along with it. How do you respond to that comment?
Well, I haven't spoken to her. It probably hasn't been once in 7 years since mm-hmm. I've been working up there. So I don't know what she's thinking. But as far as the San Jose parcel, there is no ancillary development right for us.
Mm-hmm.
And my ownerships in San Jose are a small piece of the Fairmont and one lot where we have a racquetball club. That's all I own down there. So I'm hoping that if we do go there, it'll stimulate development, but it won't be our development.
All right, we're speaking with Lou Wolf, and Lou, you're going to sit through the break, and we'll have another segment with you, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come back on Sports Byline with Lou Wolf. All right, thank you so much. And Lou Wolf, the owner and managing partner of the Oakland A's, is with us here on Sports Byline and Extra Sports 860, the home of the Oakland A's. Lou, are there any updates on the situation with Extra Sports 860? We know that the spring training games will be carried, but we've heard rumors about the A's buying the station. Can you give us any updates?
The station was available... I think out of bankruptcy, or at least there was a receiver appointed,
mm-hmm.
and we bid, and I think that we may be the. I don't have the details, but we may be the party selected for further negotiations. So I think that's happening right now.
Okay, well, that's definitely a good sign. We're speaking with Lou Wolf, owner of the A's. Now, in the past, I've heard you say that you have complete faith in Billy Beane, and I know that he has a piece of the team as well. But in the last 4 years, obviously, we haven't had winning teams. He continues to rebuild. He says he's in a small market, and he continues to rebuild. But there was a season last year where they finished 500, and it looks like now finally the A's are going to break through and are going to actually make a run at the playoffs with their young pitching. Does that mean that Bob Guerin really has to win this year? I mean, if everyone stays healthy and he has a full team, are you going to be satisfied, Lou, if the A's finish under 500?
Well, I won't be satisfied with the A's finish under 500, no matter who's running him or managing him. Bob is we like to feel we're sort of a family over there, and he's a fantastic person. He's had to live with lots of injuries, and none of them are epidemics. Each one's different. He's upbeat and keeps and motivates the players. He's a great teacher. I don't think I judge the record by the manager. I think we're fortunate to have Bob. So I know there's a lot of discussion always about that, but we need guys to hit the ball and field it, and Bob can only do so much. So the answer is no. I bet we probably have our most competitive team since we made the playoffs in 2006, and that was all part of a plan that Billy and his staff and Bob being a part of it. Conceived in 2008. In 2007, we tried to retain much of our 2006 players, but we had injuries and aging and so forth. So while we have 4 years, it's really three in my mind of rebuilding.
Now, Lou, most sports fans would say, geez, we would like our owner just to hire people who know the sport and stay out and just sign checks. And it seems like for the most part, that's exactly what you do. But how much do you ever say, geez, why are you firing Ken Maka? We just went to the American League Championship Series. Or do you say, don't trade Carlos Gonzalez? Or do you literally find out about these trades in the paper like the rest of us?
I wish I did sometimes. Billy and I probably talk between 2 and 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're very short conversations, very long. But and I don't know about other teams, but I do talk to other owners. The logic that goes into the decision making on Billy and his guys' part is as much depth as you can do in a subjective world, and very impressive. So I feel that he keeps me very well informed, and things are not done, and that I read about them.
Okay. Fair enough, Lou. We're speaking with Lou Wolf, the owner of the Oakland A's. Another question I have for you, a lot of people point out the tarps in the third deck, which were to, I guess, to make the Coliseum more cozy. And we know that the couple were opened up behind home plate for the all-you-can-eat sections and others. Do you find that the tarps have been a success, not a success? What is your opinion on the tarps?
Well, it's interesting how that, what I consider to be a very minor thing is gets a lot of press even here. This is years later you're asking this question.
Well, they're still there, that's why.
Yeah, I know. It's a valid question. Look, we're in a football stadium. I don't know, can hold probably 60,000-70,000 people. Every game looked to me like it was desolation. So I think they've worked out fine. It isn't we still don't fill the, maybe it's my fault, but we don't fill the ballpark very often anyway. The year we went to Japan, we had 5 sellouts. 2 of them were in Japan. So I think the tarps was a plus in terms of obscuring a lot of empty seats. Is it a great thing? No. Is it a terrible thing? I don't think so.
Well, there are some fans who are under the impression that perhaps, you're just sort of waiting to get out of this football stadium, and in the meanwhile, that whether they win or lose is not the priority. Do losses haunt you? I mean, because they haunt me. If the A's lose, I'm bitter the rest of the day. Does it affect you that way as well?
Well, put it this way. If my wife looks at my face and we're going out after an A's loss, she knows that it's not going to be a pleasant evening.
All right.
I don't know what the fans think, but I'm a fan, and it really does affect me. And what I like, and I think appreciate, is that our whole staff, and I'm talking about people on and off field, are really affected every game by whether we win or lose. So the answer is yes, I'm deeply affected by it.
And and this might be hard to answer off the spur of the moment, but what would you say you're most proud of during your A's ownership, and maybe a mistake or two that you've made during your A's ownership?
So I shouldn't say I'm most proud of the tarps then, right?
Probably not.
No, I think really from a business point of view or a motivation move, I think being the first owner in Major League history to give equity to the general manager and the president, I think that turned out to be very, very positive for us. It was both appreciated and not that they wouldn't perform otherwise, but so that and giving long-term contracts to both Billy and Mike Crowley, I think was a proper thing to do and a very good thing.
And as far as a mistake or two?
Mistakes, I guess what I didn't realize the on a jocular basis, we probably should have owned our MRI machine instead of using others. But I did learn that you have to use all 25 players. It's a much more grueling season and physical season than I imagined. So the idea originally the importance of having a full team of as much quality as you can get, as opposed to one or two stars, was something I was mistaken about.
Okay, and we know that you have put a lot of money in scouting over the last few years. We know about Michael and Noah. We know about Renato Nunez out of Venezuela. Was it your staff, like the Kubotas and Lippmans and Beans and Fusons of the world, that said, listen, we need to make our presence higher in South America and in the Caribbean because they just think about the Yankees and the Dodgers? Was it you that finally said, this is where we need to be spending a lot more money and time?
Yes, but I was just approving a recommendation. In fact, we all flew down to the Dominican with the Noah and watched him pitch, met his family, and so on. We're a market, and we're not the only what they call small market team, whatever that means, that we can't compete in the free agent market. So we need to nurture players as early as we can get them. And I do think that the league still needs better competitive balance. And while we have revenue sharing and so on, I think there's still some tweaking that should be done there.
Well, Lou, you bring this up yourself. You don't really know what a small market is, and sometimes I'm confused as well, because this is the fourth or fifth largest market in the United States, but people, and Billy says himself sometimes, that are in a small market, are they just talking about the amount of fans they think they can get? When the A's say small market, to what are they referring?
We're really I think we're referring to revenue. In other words, if we had a new ballpark, which I don't want to use that as the only reason, but when you have huge revenues, even though you share them like the Yankees do and the Red Sox do, but it takes revenue to pay players and to retain players. It's the retaining of top players that and that can happen, I guess, in a larger market as well. So I don't like the term small market. I just like the fact that we ought to be able to have revenues close to the Giants, for example. And when you trace the change in the teams from, I think, 2000, when the Giants' beautiful ballpark opened, every demographic or every statistic we have from advertising, sales, sponsorship, and so on, we started to fall way behind them. So some of it has to do with the revenue. Some of it has to do with getting Barry Bonds.
So Lou, is it absolutely impossible for you to get that kind of revenue in Oakland, and you can only find it in San Jose?
Nothing's absolutely impossible, but the answer is that the demographics have changed tremendously, the corporation bases. And again, we feel that we're in a region here. We're not, you know, it's not like we're moving. If we are able to move, it's not like we're moving into another country or another state. And I just think that if you landed tomorrow from Mars and you said, well, I'm going to locate a ball team, where should I do it, and you're overlooking the Bay Area, you might opt for the South Bay in the current economic and demographic environment.
Well, and another question, just switching gears a little bit. We talked about your ownership of the Earthquakes, and in a funny coincidence, me being a lifelong A's fan, I've also been a member of Tottenham Hotspur Football Club since 1990, and it was interesting to see this summer. I saw you on the field there with Daniel Levy from Tottenham when Tottenham came to play your Earthquakes there. But there were some people saying that, you know, you want to get out of Buck Shaw and build your own soccer-only stadium, which then the A's could piggyback on top of that. Now, I had John Doyle on, and I asked him, does it have something to do with the A's? And he didn't think so. Is there a relationship with you buying the Earthquakes in San Jose because you wanted to get your name more associated with what's going on with the South Bay sports-wise, or is that completely separate from the Oakland A's?
It was for fun. Mm-hmm. We love soccer, especially my partner, John Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we had from the very first day nothing major, but a relationship with Tottenham from the beginning. We met those folks and made a deal with them. And in fact, our guys are going over. They may be there now. I think so, they are. Mm-hmm. We're training for next season at Tottenham. So we have that kind of affiliation with the Premier League team. They would both be in separate venues. We don't really think we should combine that. We think baseball, which of course is much more dominant, needs mm-hmm. to be in a baseball only facility. Period. Is that your answer? Is that
yeah.
the question you asked?
You answered it very well. Okay. And listen, we really appreciate you coming on because, as I mentioned, there are. A lot of owners, I'd say most owners, are way too scared or just won't be bothered with coming on a sports talk show. And this is the home of the Oakland A's, Extra Sports 860. And there are A's fans like me that had some tough questions for you. And I appreciate it. And all we want is what's best for the A's and to make sure that they don't go somewhere where we can't see them. So
that's my feeling, too, is even though some people may feel differently.
All right. Well, anyway, I appreciate you coming on, Lou, and we look forward to a great season, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again down the line.
Nice speaking to you. Take care.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back.